Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
She was in Milwaukee getting a little break today as the Braves have the day off. Kelly Kroll, friend of the show, joining us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm great, guys. I couldn't go a week without talking to you. How are you guys doing?
Well, like we said last week, who does not want to spend time talking to us on their day off? I mean, we're just swell
hard
guys.
Find somebody. Yeah, you'd be hard-pressed.
All right, I got to ask you about this Pfister Hotel. You brought it up last week, and lo and behold, you all arrive in Milwaukee. More problems ensue. So is it true, did Chip Carey really have to get a bottle of water? The pressure was so low to wash his hair in the hotel?
Okay, no, it wasn't just Chip Carey. These guys are going to get so mad at me, I'm sure. But the truth is the truth, and, you know, this is hard-hitting journalism here. So there wasn't a single guy in our booth who had taken a full-on bath shower before the game on Monday. Like, all three of them had to wash their hair with water bottles and kind of doing the soap in the sink. And I made the call at noon to go over to girlfriends. I just want everyone to know I did, in fact, have a shower before the game, wash the hair, all that stuff. Because luckily I have a girlfriend who lives there. And at noon I was like, yeah, we gotta make this happen. So I went over there and took care of it. But the power, they did not get the power, the electricity, the water back on until about 8 o'clock. I think it was the third inning. One of the docs, the trainers came over and said, hey, we got power back. And I was like, yes. So we found out at third inning of the game that when we got back to the hotel, we would have that. But the worst part about it, honestly, the water's bad enough, right? Like, if you can't shower, all that, it's terrible. But also, there was nobody on a floor lower than like 12. And so with the elevators out, I mean, you had to really decide how dedicated you were going to be to needing your coffee, to needing whatever your lunch or your snack was going to be. Because when you left that hotel, you knew you had 12, 13, 14, 15 stairs to hike back up, like, when you got back.
So I have to ask you, there's other hotels, other five-star hotels, I would assume, in Milwaukee.
There are.
Maybe you want to go a different route the next time you go through town.
You're nicer than me. I said it. I'm not staying at this place ever again. You get that one strike. I'm sorry. I know Cameron, it's quaint because they win. Duke wins there. It was more dumpish than quaint before Duke started winning. I'm out of the Pfister business if I'm the Braves. I'm not asking you to speak for them, but I'm out.
No. Guys, let's be honest. I'm not the one making those calls. That's a pay grade way, way above mine, right? The guys who lay out where we're staying on all of these trips. And I will say, too, as you guys brought up, right, the Pfister, there's this the tales of the being haunted and the spirits. We talked about that. And so there was a group of guys who weren't staying there. They were up the road at a different hotel. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, I mean, they've already won twice over by being in that other hotel. And I'm thinking, I wonder how many of the guys went over, if at all, to their teammates and were like, hey, I got to take a shower. Or if they just went to the park. I think most of them just went to the park and showered there and stuff. And so I don't know, but you're right. I don't know if we'll end up being back at the Pfister when we go to Milwaukee. Yeah. That may be the last trip there.
Probably not a good idea. Kelly Kroll from Bally Sports Southeast with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. So what do you say to the guys after a game like yesterday? Well, at least you came close. I mean, how do you broach the subject?
Yeah, it's a tough clubhouse to walk into after that one because, I mean, I know we're so sick of hearing this phrase. It is still early in the season. It is still May. And so I don't think there's anybody that's like panicking yet, but that's just a tough one to lose. I mean, and what I think's beginning to really pile up is they're getting good pitching outings from all of these guys. Great, in fact. You don't want to waste an outing from, you know, I mean, the Tucker Davidsons and the guys are getting the Max Freeds. It's just how many times can you afford to do that when all is said and done? And you look back and think, look at all these great starts that we weren't able to capitalize on. And I think what was really tough about yesterday, right, is they put up the early runs and they didn't tack on runs then throughout. I think it was like after the third inning and Austin Riley going deep, it was like not until the sixth that they tacked on again. And then they kept going ahead in those extra innings, but just a run instead of like adding two or three, which really could have been the difference. And I kind of knew, I mean, AJ Minter was down yesterday. We knew that after the day before. I mean, and Snick can't blow out these. I know fans, I watch on Twitter the reaction and stuff, and I get it. I get wanting to go back to AJ Minter, but that would have been 4 out of 5 days that he would have pitched, and I just don't think you can do that to a guy in May. I don't think you can ask that of him. Why didn't Spencer Strider pitch more than one inning? Well, you didn't know at the time you were going to be going into the 11th and such, and so the one thing for me that was, and you guys tell me what you think. I'm so curious to hear your thoughts on this. Kenley Jansen's a Hall of Famer. But yesterday, 26 consecutive saves, all that he has going on. And there's the streaker that comes out before he gets ready to start pitching. And then he walks the first guy, which he made reference of in the postgame, is that those walks, walking up the first batter I face, they always come back to bite me. And I know that. And he's like, I got to be better than that. But I'm sitting here thinking, this is a guy who is so routine oriented. We know, we saw it, right? If he didn't get his third warm-up pitch, how feisty he gets. Like, this is a guy who has his whole career just been locked in on his routine. It's got to be the same. And I'm thinking to myself, do you dare consider the fact that there was this distraction that happened? And then from there, it sort of, you know, what happened. And sure, they still had a chance to win that ballgame. But for Kenley's sake, I was a little fired up for him just after all of that happened. What did you guys make of that?
Well, some people brought that up on social media. I know this. If I'm one of those security guards, I am not chasing that guy, and I'm certainly not leaving my feet and diving like the one guy did in the infield. Let him run around. He's going to blow up, run out of gas eventually, then we take him down.
I wish Jace Peterson would have dropped him. I he would have earned.
Oh, he looked like he wanted to, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't high-five him, in case you don't know. Because they don't show it on TV, Kelly. You had to watch the video, you had to hear about it, and then go seek it out. Because they don't show it on. There was a moment where you saw the guy sort of running as Jansen standing on the mound, but then you don't really get the whole thing. I will say this. I get the conversation. I'm not part of it. I'm sorry. You've been doing this too long. Suck it up. I mean, you know,
but
the job.
Baseball players are known for their routines more so than anybody else. But you're right. I mean,
no, I'm with you, and I wouldn't give him that excuse, and he wouldn't want that excuse. I'm with you, Chris, entirely. But I also in my head just thought, that's interesting that he walks his first batter after all of that unfolds. But you're right. It's still.
He hadn't blown one save so far this year when he wasn't streaked upon. So I get the conversation. I'm just not going to put a log onto the fire.
No.
So the other part of what kind of bothers me a little bit, you have to deal in the now. You have to deal in recency.
Yep.
The conversation about, going down to sweep the Marlins. Hey, cut that out. Because the Marlins don't believe they're going to get swept by you. This isn't the old days. These teams are very close to being equal. If nothing else, they're 5-12 in the one-run games. It's a bad number for them. They'd be better. Thank God for the Braves. They're not, 10-7 in one-run games, but they don't get blown out. Like, the other part of that 17 one-run games is they don't get blown out. So if you think it's going to be easy for the next 3 days, it's not.
No. And I'd say across the board, there aren't any teams that you're going to walk overnight in. You know what I mean? Like, these are all professional ball players, and they all have pride. And so even these teams, like, I hate to point out, the Cincinnati Reds or something that have had their – clear problems and issues, like they took 2 or 3, did they not, against this Braves team earlier in the year? I mean, it can happen on any given night, but I will say, I thought we saw things yesterday. I mean, I'm going to try and find the positives here. I thought we saw things yesterday from guys that were really, really good, things that I hadn't seen yet. And I mean, even when it comes to like the two strike approach, I thought Austin Riley's at bat being down 0-2 in that count and coming back to go deep, I thought that was really, really good. I thought Matt Olson looked better at the plate yesterday. But you're absolutely right. I mean, they got to go down to Miami now and really start to put something together here offensively. And we know, or I guess we don't know for sure, but we're assuming that, that Acuna is not going to be playing in right. You know, like more than likely DHing all 3 days was great to have him out there. But in other words, you know, defensively in the outfield, you're looking at kind of piecing things together like they have been, in a sense. So I'm with you. I think this is an important series in the sense of you can't go 2-4. on this road trip.
At the end of this, the three-game series against Miami, we are past 25% of the season.
Yeah.
And again, the good news, you weren't here. We talked about it earlier this week. The good news is I think this is maybe as bad as it can get for a 38-game stretch, and it better be. So I don't think they do this again for the next 38. But there are signs that tell you if you think you're going to be 10 over, you're really dealing in a best-case scenario because they have not played that way either.
Without question. And they know that. I think I was talking to Max Fried the other day, and he said something like that. We know we have not played up to our standards yet. And I'm thinking, well, that's evident to everybody watching, including the guys in there. So they're well aware of that. It's just now, how do they put it together, though, and really start to string some wins together? Because you can't do what you did last year every year. We've talked about that as well. I think it's interesting, again, right, we saw what happened last night with the Mets. I mean, I'm watching Max Scherzer bring himself out of a ball game, which I rarely have seen. You guys know, I have told you, like, I went to college with Max. He's a good friend of mine, and he's one of the craziest, most insane competitors I've ever seen. So to see him pull himself out of that game last night and to now be seeing some of the reports that he does have an oblique strain. So now he's out of their rotation, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I mean, this is it. This is where the Braves have to pull this together, make some sort of a run into June, and then continue on to be playing the best baseball that can be, right?
Kelly, you can root against the other guy being good. You don't root for injuries. I think most baseball.
No, and that's not what I meant.
No, no, right? No. But I'm saying you can root for those things to happen, and that'll make it easier for us. But you got to take care of your own business.
Clean up your own backyard first, and hopefully that starts down in Miami this weekend.
Are we allowed to say kind of where you're calling from right now?
Of course. Yeah.
Are you visiting your parents?
I am visiting my parents. I'm not on South Beach. I know you guys probably wish I were, and I could tell you how great it was, but I'm in the middle of Indianapolis, Indiana, in the heart of Hoosier Land.
When you visit home, are you staying in your old room? All that stuff is still the same for you?
I do. Yep. Mom and Dad have kind of kept it the same. My room still looks the same.
So it's a museum. You're sleeping in a museum.
A little bit, I guess, but it's always fun to come back here. My parents kind of live out in the middle of, I hate to say nowhere, but they live on 12 acres and just north of Indianapolis. And it's so peaceful and calm coming back here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Don't exaggerate. Don't lie. You can answer any way you want. Is there anything truly on your walls that were there when you left to go to college?
No.
Your bedroom. That stuff's gone.
No.
Are there trophies and or medals? I don't know how old you are. I don't want to age you. It was probably trophies maybe turning to medals when you were an athlete. Yeah. Are there trophies and medals out in the open?
There are. Yeah, that there are. I will admit to that. Well, we moved into this house, I will say this, in high school, and my mom was very particular at that point that I not be, did the posters and things weren't really for me. I never really did the, like, you know, the Jordan poster. For me, it would have been like the Serena Williams poster. I wasn't big on that. So the wall art is whatever she put on there. But yeah, the trophies and stuff she's since kind of displayed and all that. And I've got, you know, you guys, we talked about it, right? You know, the homecoming princess and queen. I got all the tiaras lined up. Like, oh yeah, that is not for me. I want you to know, for me. That is for her when guests come over that she can, like, remind them what I did in my glory days of high school.
All that being said, it really is, like Domino said, it really is a museum.
Yeah. Is there a diary anywhere in that room? You don't have to tell us exactly where, but is there a diary or a journal someplace in that room?
Still hidden in, like, you know, in between a couple of T-shirts with socks on top of it so no one finds it. Yeah.
Well, enjoy being back home, and thanks for coming on, enjoying your day off with us. I mean, that's kind of a Kelly Kroll staple as well. We'll talk next week.
Loved it, guys. Absolutely. Enjoy the rest of the week, and I look forward to seeing you guys in person next week.
You got it. Kelly Kroll with us in Indianapolis, back home, if you will, on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
When your mom moved out of the house,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of the house that I was in high school.
I don't know where any of my stuff is.
So
I think it's all been thrown. My sister likes to throw things out, so I think that she, when my mom moved out and she moved in with my sister completely cleaned house. I mean, no hesitation. She's like my father was. No hesitation at all. Garbage. My mother, hoarder. We'll keep everything. My sister, polar opposite.
Sean,
everything gets thrown out.
Did any stuff travel when they moved out of your childish home? Like, did anybody pack up boxes and bring any of the things that would have been yours with them?
No, I'm convinced my mom threw all my stuff away. I don't know where my baseball cards are, all the pennants I had. I have no idea where any of that stuff is.
I'm going to show you. It's funny you brought that up. I'm going to show you a picture my buddy just sent me from back home. It's a football trophy that he found in his garage that we won together in eighth grade. He just sent this to me like 2 days ago. We were known as not only the Oilers, but the Houston Oilers.
Well, because that resonated in Cleveland.
Yeah, we were the
Houston Oilers.
Listen, they were in the same division, so it kind of made some sense.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.